Welcome to episode 461 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. The other day I came across a post on Miguel Gulin's blog. If you've never come across that, it's called Around the Corner, and it's well worth a look. I urge you to search it out. It's Miguel Gulin, G-H-U-L-I-N. Anyway, Miguel was talking about an online audio editor, because he's well into Chromebooks with his students, and of course, if you're using a Chromebook, you can't easily install the kind of software that we might otherwise take for granted on other platforms. So if you're doing audio editing, a lot of us use the open source audio editor Audacity, and of course you can't install that on a Chromebook. So in a search for alternatives, Miguel came across this one called Beautiful Audio Editor. And you can integrate it with your Google Drive, which, if you've got Chromebooks, is a real boon. So when you want to be, once you've added the app to your Google Apps setup, then it's simple a matter of clicking on New and then Beautiful Audio Editor, and it creates a new audio editing project for you. Within there, you can record audio in the same way that I'm doing now using this microphone, but albeit on Audacity. And then, having recorded it, you can start to process it. You can, of course, upload a file if you've already got one recorded. Maybe you've recorded it on your Chromebook using the internal mic, and you can now save it to your Google Drive and then incorporate it within a project on Beautiful Audio Editor. If you're used to Audacity, then first thing you'll notice is that the feature set is a little bit smaller. And I don't see that necessarily as a bad thing, particularly if you're using this with a group of students who are not familiar with audio editing. The fewer the things that are available for them to click and potentially get wrong or foul up their project, perhaps that's actually all to the better. So, what actually can you do? Well, the kinds of things that you expect to be able to do, which is to be able to cut the clip, take out bits which you no longer want. You want to perhaps be able to cut and paste and move things around, which you can do. You often want to be able to change the volume of the output, so it's easy enough to do that using a gain slider. You can pan left and right if you've got want to have any stereo effects. It's very easy to mute tracks if you've got multiple tracks. So if you're using a background music and you've got an audio narration over the top of it, you can vary the volume of one of those tracks in relation to the other, as is required. There are a number of effects, perhaps not quite as many as in Audacity, but it's easy to add different effects, and obviously the different effects, depending on their complexity, will have different properties within them, which are easy to change using just sliders. There's quite a good volume envelope or envelope tool. So if you want to be able to change the volume of different parts of a track at different times, be able to fade it in and out and do that kind of thing, that's relatively easy too. There's also quite an interesting, there's a grid feature, so you can snap things to a grid. But there's also a 4-4 time beat feature, which creates grid lines based on a 4-4 musical notation scheme. I'm not a musician, so that may be limiting in actual fact, but maybe if you were doing something musical and, I don't know, maybe rapping, rapping, then maybe that's useful for that. When you've finished editing your track, you've then got the option to download it or save it back to your Google Drive as a project. But in order to get a finished file, you have to download it. And in the free version, you need to download it as a WAV file. If you want to be able to export it as an MP3 recording, then you have to pay the princely one-off sum of $3.14. And to be absolutely honest, I think that's more than a reasonable fee to pay to help with the upkeep of this what is otherwise free software. So if you've got some audio recording to do, I'd urge you to give it a try. See what you think. See how easy you find it. And if it's something that, and if you've got Chromebooks in your school, it might be something that's particularly useful. So that's Beautiful Audio Editor.